Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In her book, Watch and Pray, Christian author Glenna Hartzog offers a different view of the rapture and goes through the book of Revelation, providing insights, challenging the most common held belief about the rapture. Glenna was raised in South Florida, committed her life to Christ at the age of 13. She moved to Alabama, gained a college education, eventually received a master's degree in nursing from Troy University, was a nursing instructor at Wallace Community College. Now, through the years, she's been an avid lover of God's Word. She's been a member of a Full Gospel Christian Life Church in Eufaula, Alabama for 25 years. Part of the worship ministry for 9 years, her knowledge of the scripture has come through years of anointed biblical teaching and her own searching of the scriptures through prayerful study and meditation. Glenna Hartzog, author of Watch and Pray, second edition, is our guest on This Week in America. Glenna, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick, and glad to be here with you.
It's such an important topic, especially now, and a topic we're hearing more and more about. I gave it a very brief overview of what the book is about. Give us, from the author's standpoint, what the book is about and why you decided to write this book.
In a nutshell, the book, it talks about the end time events, the coming of Jesus, the signs that lead up to it, the biblical prophecies about what was going to happen before Jesus comes, and it discusses what is called the rapture, which is where Christians go up and meet Jesus in the air at his coming. And so it's discussing the things that happen before his coming, the Great Tribulation period, which is a time that the Bible says is going to be the worst time that's ever been or ever shall be, and then what happens after that, what happens after Jesus comes. So it's events in and around the coming of Jesus and what happens to believers and what happens in the world and the signs and the events that occur before that happens.
Yes. The book is Watch and Pray, Be Ready, second edition by Glenna Hartzog, our guest on the program. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. We will give you that information as we go through the program. I mentioned challenging the most common held belief about the rapture. What was the inspiration for you to write this? Why did you feel, because you put in extensive research, why did you feel necessary to do that and to write this book, Watch and Pray?
The most common teaching about the rapture, and we can discuss what that is in just a moment, because I do go through defining what the rapture is and what happens, is that this tribulation period, around this tribulation, the common teaching that most Christians are taught is that the rapture is going to take place before this tribulation period, that Jesus is going to come and catch him up in the air and carry us to heaven, and we're going to be there for 7 years, I guess having steak and taters, while the tribulation is taking place. And then when Jesus comes, his actual second coming, we'll come with him to the earth. And when I read the Word and study the Scriptures, I see that the rapture is actually at the coming of Jesus, that there's not another time that he comes, that we go up in the air to meet him, and we come with him Israel, where he ends what's called the Battle of Armageddon, and he starts his 1,000 years of living here on the earth with us. And so it's important to me that believers see this biblical perspective, and I go through all the scriptures about the rapture and what is taught. And there are some ministers and other teachers that do see what we call a post-trib rapture instead of a pre-trib. But I believe that all, even those that believe that the rapture is before the tribulation and have been taught that, need to recognize the possibility that it could be different, because if they find out all of a sudden all the troubles that we're going through, this looks like the tribulation period, but we're not supposed to be here. We're not supposed to be here for when the Antichrist comes and we can't buy or sell unless we take his mark. And so what's going on? And they're going to be caught off guard, because they're going to say, well, this isn't what I was taught. The Bible has said. And I think it's good for everyone to see the perspective and recognize that those common held beliefs may not be like they really are. And I go through the scriptures, like I said, and I talk specifically about the difference between those two teachings and why we need to see that it could be different than what we've always believed, so that we're prepared better mentally.
I said this was an important book, and I think as Glenn is talking, you understand why. And the unfortunate thing is we don't have 3 hours to go through all of this. So I'll guide you to get the book, Watch and Pray, Be Ready, second edition by Glenna Hartsock, our guest on the program. Does the book say anything about the apocalypse or the end of the world?
Yes, I go through that. I go through the book of Revelation along with the teachings about the coming of Jesus and the rapture. And it's not going to be a zombie apocalypse, but of course, apocalypse being in time, it does discuss Jesus coming. And the end of the world is very specifically what the Bible tells us. It doesn't happen right when Jesus comes, because he's going to be here 1,000 years, and we're going to have 1,000 years of peace. And then the earth will pass away, and there'll be a new heaven and a new earth. So we don't have to worry about a lot of the people claim the common consensus among scientists is climate change, and that's just not the way it's going to end. And so there's a lot of predictions about how the world could come to an end. We see a lot of movies on it could be a meteor that strikes. There may be all kind of different scenarios for an extinction level event, but we can know from what the Bible says what's really going to happen, and not be so fearful.
Yes. You know, there's so many ideas in religions and science as well for how and when the world will end. If somebody is listening or reading the book, why should they believe what you have written about the end time events? If they question that, what would you say to them when they say, why can we believe this?
Yes, if you look at the Bible and the prophecies in the Bible, even from back in old Bible days, where with Isaiah and back in the very beginning that the scriptures teach about, Bible prophecy has always been 100% accurate. It is truth. It's the word of God, and it's truth. And the prophecies came to pass just as they were spoken. And it's God speaking and telling us. It's not prediction. It's not supposition. It's actually how it's going to happen. And so we can count on the fact that when we've seen prophecies, some of them are very specific, even the prophecies of the first coming of Jesus, where he was born, and the fact that even though he was born in Bethlehem, he came out of Egypt, and how that came about, the fact that how he died, the fact that he was pierced. And then things such as even all the way down to specifically the amount of money, the 30 pieces of silver, but that he was betrayed by Judas was prophesied. And then when he died, the soldiers actually gambled for his robe, and that was prophesied. And it came to pass. And then Jesus gives us, he was asked, what's the signs of your coming? And one of the things he prophesied was the fact that the temple would be destroyed. And he goes through that, and we saw that that happened in 70 AD. And so those prophecies came to pass. So we can trust that if we look at the scriptures of the future events from then, which we see in Revelation, that John was given a revelation by Jesus, we can trust that those things are going to be the way it happens. We may not understand them completely, but we can be familiar with them. So when they come, even if we're not quite understanding completely, we'll recognize that this was the prophetic word that God gave and showed us about.
Glenna Hartsock is our guest on the program. That's Hartzog. Let me do that again. Hartzog. The book is Watch and Pray, Be Ready, the second edition. We're talking about it on the program today. It's available at Amazon, the usual places. Now, the book specifically discusses the rapture, the return or second coming of Christ, and the book of Revelation. Again, what is the rapture? It's a term we hear thrown around a lot. What exactly are we talking about with the rapture?
Yes, the rapture, the term rapture itself is not in the Bible. I understand that in the old Latin Vulgate, it was a word, rapture, that it was taken from. But still, the event's going to be rapture, so it doesn't matter what we call it as long as we understand it. It is a specific event that's going to occur one time. Now, there are some that are claiming there's a lot of raptures, but the rapture that we refer to as the rapture is a specific event that we see, especially talked about by Paul in one of his letters in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, that at the coming of Jesus, the dead in Christ, which means those Christians from the time of Jesus' resurrection until now that have died, the apostles and our forefathers that were Christians and those around us that die that are Christians, they're going to rise. They're going to be with Jesus at that time. And those that are of us that are still alive, that are still here, we're going to be caught away and meet Jesus in the air. And during that time, we are actually going to put on what we call a resurrected body, the same kind of body like Jesus has. Jesus has been, you know, he was born over 2,000 years ago, but when he rose from the dead, he put on a body that's incorruptible and immortal, and we will put on that incorruptible, immortal, eternal body that we'll have for eternity. And so all that happens, so the occurrence of the rapture is, means the time when the when there's going to be a resurrection of the dead in Christ, and those of the Christians, the rest of the dead, aren't raised yet. This is the first resurrection that takes place, and those that are in Christ are raised, and the church, the body of Christ, those that are saved and in Jesus, will all meet to Jesus in the air together at his coming, and that's why we call it the rapture.
How do we prepare for these events?
Well, the first thing is that, and the most important thing, whether we're here for the time of the rapture or not, is to know where we're going to spend eternity. That we've received Jesus. God sent Jesus to us to reveal God and also to pay the price for our sin. So when he died on the cross and took our sin for us, if we receive him by his Spirit, ask him to forgive us and choose to live for him and be saved, be born of his Spirit, then we are ready. Only those that are in the Spirit, that have the Spirit of God, will be caught up and raptured. But the same Spirit that we're going to need to be raptured is the same Spirit we're going to need to be able to go to heaven when we die. So the first thing we need to do is become a believer and receive Jesus. And then after that, for this time that we're going through, even you look at the last few months, what's happened, many people very afraid of COVID and scared about looking at the things that's gone on, that if we'll pray and be in the Word of God, read the Bible, and study the Word and pray and seek to live for Jesus and obey him, then he can show us things that are coming, and he can help us to be ready and to be aware of what's happening, and we'll be in him, and we won't be afraid because we won't be caught off guard, and we'll know by faith that he's going to carry us through it.
All of this in Glenna's book, Watch and Pray, Be Ready, the second edition. Glenna Hartzog, our guest on the program. Will the people help us understand the book of Revelation, which is something, boy, you hear quite a bit about. Will this help us understand it?
Yes, because the book of Revelation is filled with a lot of visions that John had, a very strange symbolism,
yes.
A beast with seven heads and ten horns, and a lamb with seven eyes. But as I go through the whole book of Revelation, and one of the things my book does also is that when I give scripture references, and it's all Bible that I'm talking about, but I actually have those in the book so that I don't write a reference and then you have to go hunt it up. It's right there in the book for you to read, too. So you can read along in the book and then read what I discuss about it. And I do that with the whole book of Revelation. It would take three volumes or more to discuss things one by one, detailed.
Yes.
But I go through many of the things, and I go through the biggest thing in understanding Revelation is to realize that it's not in chronological order. You've got to look at the events that are happening, the sequence of events. And when you see the sequence of events happening, you know it's the same thing. In the sixth chapter of Revelation, something's talked about that we find in the 19th chapter. And when you understand it's the same event, then you can recognize what's going on. And also, John often explains, like, what the beast is, the seven heads and ten horns. And he discusses what it is. So I explain in my book what that's about. Things like, if you've heard the term, the four horses of the apocalypse.
Yes.
Well, what are the four horses? It's in the book of Revelation, and I discuss what John saw and what they are and what it means and what it's talking about. So I go through those things. A lot of things that John saw could be things that, because it's futuristic technology, the descriptions of the sound, it could be a helicopter. But he can't say, I saw a helicopter, because he didn't know what a helicopter was.
Yes.
So much of what's in Revelation are those kind of things, and then some of it is symbolic. So I go through that detail, and we're told we're blessed if we read the book of Revelation. And so even people that haven't received Jesus, even secular people, it would be good to understand what John is saying and what he's seeing and why he's seeing it, to realize too and be familiar that it's not so strange as it would seem on the surface when you dig into it.
Boy, time is going by so quickly. Glenna Hartsog, our guest on the program, talking about her book, Watch and Pray, Be Ready, the second edition. You'll find it at Amazon. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I have to ask, what should we be looking for? Are there signs that we can look for to know these events are about to occur?
Yes. You can look around, but what we call the signs of the times, Jesus gave much in his prophecies. The first and the biggest one is to look at Israel. Israel, for thousands of years, was no longer a nation, but the prophecies about the end time, much of them deal with Israel. The battle that happens, the Battle of Armageddon, happens against Israel. The Arab nations are going to come against them. And that couldn't have happened if Israel had not become a nation. And Israel became a nation in 1945. And then in the miraculous Six-Day War in 1967, and it was miraculous because all the Arabs were coming after them, and in 6 days they won, and they gained Jerusalem. And then we look at also just even recently, the president declared Jerusalem the capital and moved the embassy. And so many of the things around what's in the end time, it involves Israel. So we see that coming to pass. Even the fact that it was desolate and barren before it became a nation. Mark Twain wrote a book about it. And then how it's really done so well with gardens and being able to provide food and how it's flourished since then. All that was prophesied in the Bible. And then some of the end time events, things that Jesus told us would happen, wars and rumors of wars, nation against nation, and that means ethnic groups against ethnic groups, earthquakes. And it's amazing, the earthquake situation for 100 years from the year 1900 to 2000, in those 10 decades, the average number of earthquakes that were 6 or greater on a Richter scale was 43 in every 10 years. And from the year 2000 to 2010, we've had 435. So after 100 years of decades of just, we've had a 10-time increase in one decade in the number of earthquakes. And those were, again, they were registered on the Richter scale that way. So the things that were prophesied, talking about the seas warring, men's hearts fearing for things that are coming on the earth, the signs that are coming, Jesus called them, they were like labor pains, beginning of sorrows. And as a woman is in labor, at first the contractions are mild and far apart, but then they get stronger and stronger and closer. And it looks like when we look at the events occurring in the world, and even things, plagues like the COVID, the pandemic, and those kind of things that we see coming and that have already come. And even in America on the streets, the burning of buildings and the rioting and the ethnic groups against ethnic groups, all those things we're seeing, it just looks like we're just minutes away on a 24-hour clock. We're so close.
So there are signs that things are occurring in modern day times, like right now.
Yes. And they were prophesied thousands of years ago in the Bible. So, and we can look to those and see how close we are and how much has happened that couldn't have happened without events taking place.
Glenna's book is Watch and Pray, Be Ready, second edition. You do such an excellent job in making this clear that we can read, we can understand. You've done the research for us. Are you working on another book?
Yes, I am. This one is a little different. Now, this Watch and Pray, like I said, it's a Bible study text. The one I'm working on is a fiction, and it's titled Child Lost, Faith in Your Darkest Hours, and it's about a farm family whose 8-year-old son comes up missing. And so there's a mystery involved because what happened to the son? Where is he? Where did he go? What's going on? Are they ever going to see him again? But then I had to do some teaching on faith and how, you know, how could parents hold on in such a horrible situation? How do they hold on to God and have faith and hold on to him regardless of what happens? And then at the end, it has kind of a Twilight Zone-like ending. There's a twist at the end. So there's also, besides being a mystery, it'll be like a sci-fi.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. How are you coming? Are you close to having it finished?
I would say I'm about halfway.
Okay.
I want to do some research on some things. I talk about arrowheads, and I live on a farm. My husband was a farmer, a peanut farmer in South Alabama. So a lot of what I write will be things that a lot of people don't even know that you plant peanuts. They don't grow on trees. And how you gather them and use peanut dryers and the kind of things that happen and the advantage that a child has growing up on a farm, the things that they can do. My son was driving a 55 Army Jeep out in the field when he was 11 years old. You know, you can't do that in the city.
No, in the city you can't do that.
Yeah, and we would put him up on a cow. So when he was little, we were watching a cowboy and Indian show. I said, "What's that?" He said, "That's a man riding a cow." and he was free to roam and do so much. And there's just a lot of things, advantages that you wouldn't think about. And I know people in the city don't know what it's like to live in a rural area on a farm, but it's really a great experience.
Well, looking forward to
that.
Well, so peanuts don't grow on trees, you're telling me. So there goes another myth that you've destroyed here. That's interesting to find out. So I'm looking forward to that book and anxious to talk about that as well. You're working with Reader's Magnet on this book, Watch and Pray, Be Ready, the second edition. What's that experience been like for you?
It's been really great. The first experience that I had with them was they put my book into a book fair. And that's something that we're a lot of people go to look at the books, and some that might want to use the books and market them.
Yes.
And a situation that had occurred, for some reason, everything about the book was at this particular fair, but the book didn't get there somehow. There was just such a problem there. But anyway, Reader's Magnet still worked with me. And in fact, that's where this interview came about. They're very, very honest, and they didn't just let it go. They knew that money that I had put into it needed to be used somewhere. And so they're just very trustworthy to work with and to work on marketing your book.
Well,
so I've had a good positive experience with them.
The book, as I say, it's important. It's so well done by Glenna Hartzog. That's Hartzog, Glenna, two N's, Glenna. The book is Watch and Pray, Be Ready, the second edition. You'll find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Glenna, a pleasure having you on the program. Looking forward to having you back with us. It's been the time went by too quickly for today's program. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us from the book, the research from your book, Watch and Pray. Thank you for being with us on the show today.
Thank you so much, Rick. I really was a pleasure and an honor to be able to do this interview with you.
Well, it was great having you with us on the program. And once again, it's Glenna Hartzog. The book is Watch and Pray, Be Ready, second edition. You'll find information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.